Hello there, welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE episode 13. My name's Tom Maguire, hello to you. I'm joined alongside the resident wrestling expert that is Richard Shawright. Good day to you, Richard.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. Excited.
Right, what was that music?
That's the theme from Doom, the tag team of Ron Simmons and Butch Reed in WCW.
Wow.
Former world tag team champions.
Well, fair enough. It's been a bit of a, I don't know, I'd like to say a bit of a quieter week in terms of WWE for me.
Well, it's just they're on tour, aren't they? So generally things go a bit quiet, I guess.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. Apparently also AJ and Jinder are going to be facing off against each other for the WWE title ahead of Survivor Series. Could that maybe lead to Brock Lesnar versus AJ? Don't know. We'll come on to it.
Well, what's interesting, that happens on Tuesday, doesn't it, at SmackDown?
Yes.
And we will see them on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So obviously we'd know anyway, but we might see a new WWE heavyweight champion.
Yeah, we're going to be in Leeds for the SmackDown part of the tour. Should be actually quite cool. I'm very, very excited. I might not sound it.
Did we see Raw or SmackDown? We saw Raw last time, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did. Because of all the brand, what was it called?
It was
the Superstar Shake-Up. Pretty much everyone we saw then. He's now on SmackDown.
Because Seth Rollins came out last time on the tour and he was saying, I'd never made it to Leeds on the last tour due to my injury. It put Kevin Owens through a table, so that was good. So you got a lot to live up to, WWE. Of course, you are listening to this podcast, but
apparently not. We won't be getting tickets anymore.
Right, okay. The first thing I want to talk about is actually a little bit, maybe not non-WWE related, but it's Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho has been confirmed for Wrestle Kingdom 12. I don't know if you've watched the video.
I've not, no. Right, but you've told me it's good, so I trust you, so I will watch
it. It's amazing. So Kenny Omega's,
I, like our listeners, will watch it afterwards, but they've probably already seen it.
Kenny Omega's on, he's carrying, obviously, the NJPW, I can't even say it.
Why'd you say New Japan?
The New Japan.
US title.
The New Japan US heavyweight title. Yeah. He's just beaten someone, and he's cutting a promo. He does it in Japanese. To which the, thank goodness, the English commentators decided to translate for me. Thank you very much. And he's saying he's beating everyone. There is no one. Anyone who wants to come out, oh, I have a threat. No one's coming out. And then video package. And it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it's like Chris Jericho with his sort of headband. You know, like Gareth Bale grew out his hair when he went to Real Madrid. He's looking a bit like that at the moment.
I mean, like when Jericho debuted in WWF in the first place, and had the countdown.
But it was less graphic-y, and it was more just a natural sort of countdown. It was nice. And Jericho says he's wants to wrestle him at the Tokyo Dome, at the biggest show that New Japan put on yearly, Wrestle Kingdom. And it's fair to say the internet is very, very happy with it, Richard.
That'll be the first time he's wrestled in a New Japan ring in a dog's age, probably about 20 years or so.
Well, this is the thing as well. Can he do it? Because he's technically freelance, isn't he?
Yes. Well, he's a free agent, so yes, he can do it. So,
but when he will, I imagine, come back to WWE.
Well, of course he will. He always does, doesn't he?
So, yeah.
It would just be a short thing, won't it? But it'd be interesting.
I'm quite keen to see it.
It will get plenty more eyes from the US than it would have done usually, because as much as everyone loves Kenny Omega and whatever and this and that and the other, Chris Jericho's an established, well-established Hall of Fame caliber performer in the United States, so we've got a few more eyes than, say, when Jeff Jarrett did it the other year.
The thing is, the whole concept is that Kenny Omega is apparently saying he's the best in the world.
He does.
Now it's Chris Jericho saying, I'm the best in the world. And to be fair, I think it's going to be, I'm certainly going to watch it, and I'm excited for it. But Wrestle Kingdom's always meant to be a really fantastic show. You can just ask Dave Meltzer that. You know what I mean? He's forever raving about it. But it's, like you say, it's more eyes on the product. The thing that I'm a bit not so sure about is the fact that, well, Jericho, as much as he can come and go as he likes, is it because he's just that elite status now?
Well, I guess so. He doesn't want to be tied down, does he? And I guess he's at the stage of his life and career where he's got other things to do as well. He's got his band,
which he went on tour with, That's what, after, which is Payback?
Yeah,
Payback?
Which he's frequently left WWE to promote and go on tour with, hasn't he? So he's obviously got his intro. Was he on Dancing with the Stars one year or something? And he's done other TV as well. So he's someone who's got that status in life where, if he's available to WWE, they're not going to not use him, are they? Because they know he's a solid performer.
Yeah.
And his returns generally create a little bit of buzz.
Yeah.
So, and again, It can't hurt anyone, this, can it?
Well, no. But if I'm Vince, I'd be going a bit, well, oh, not so sure about that.
Yeah, but then Triple again, H just pitched up ICW yesterday.
That's true.
And so, then, you know. Now, I'm not saying ICW are necessarily competitive on the level of New Japan. But it is. And let's be honest, does Vince know what goes on outside of America?
Probably not, no. To be fair, though, what's the difference between Brock Lesnar and Chris Jericho at the moment? Because Brock went to UFC. What's the difference? And I think, obviously, that's going to be... I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And obviously, that's in January.
John Cena disappears off, doesn't he, and does films and TV and
stuff.
Well,
his thing...
And I know he's not going to go wrestle anywhere else, because that's... No. You can't imagine that. But he goes off and does other things and comes back. I think you get to that stage in your career, so in this era, where you can disappear
and come
and
back,
come back yeah, 6 yeah. months, 12 months later or whatever.
Yeah. Coming back to the point about John Cena, though, there was a leaked Survivor Series poster, apparently. Yes. And he's in between Brock Lesnar and Jinder as the special referee.
Yeah. Everyone loves a leaked post, don't they? Yeah. Especially because everyone can do them now on really basic photo manipulation software.
You mean like I have done? Yeah. I've put your head on Roman Reigns.
you're talented, but any Muppet can do it now. So it's... it makes sense, doesn't it? He's a free agent.
Yeah.
He's both Raw and he is SmackDown. He's a bit of both.
He is the WWE.
He is the WWE in many, many various guises. So, I guess he's the only one who can call it straight down the middle. Or screw Jinder, because he's going to win his 17th.
Imagine a John Cena heel turn at the cost of Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, but he's not going to be noticed because no one likes Jinder.
Yeah, but it'd be so funny, wouldn't it? Right, okay. Yeah. Let's return to WWE properly now, and we'll talk about Raw. A night of returns.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Everyone's come back. Steph's back.
Daniel Bryan back on Raw.
Yeah. Nia Jax, she's not really gone away.
Samoa Joe.
Nia Jax has got new hair.
Has she?
Yeah, she's got like frizzier hair, which usually when female participants in professional wrestling change hair, it means either they're going heel or face.
I think
do you remember when I thought Renee Young was going heel because she'd cut her hair?
Yeah.
Unless she didn't.
No, it didn't happen.
Nia Jax, she could be like really popular soon because she's got frizzy hair.
But she's not like most girls, Richard.
No, but I think they're trying to make her, in a sense, like most girls, but yeah. Gee, okay. Bailey, why does no one care about Bailey anymore?
Well, we'll come on to Nia, all right? First off, we'll talk about the first return, which is, of course, of Steph McMahon. Basically picking up where she left off with Mick Foley and just berating the person in front of however many people.
She is the alpha male, female of the WWE.
Best comment I've seen on Twitter for a little while about regarding Steph McMahon was, Steph did a really good job about putting herself over. Not the talent, though.
Well, this is the thing that's always pointed out, isn't it, right? Vince McMahon has been... beaten up a million times in his role as the ruler of WWE.
Earlier this year when he wet himself
once on the telly.
Got beat up by Kevin Owens, took a frog slash and a headbutt.
But some people don't get their comeuppance, and he always did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But Steph did get her comeuppance apparently at WrestleMania when she went through a table.
Yeah.
I was not satisfied with that.
No. And she got slapped by Ronda Rousey, who at that point was the...
couple of WrestleManias ago. Yeah. Back when she was a real badass.
But isn't this building up to Kurt Angle versus Triple H?
Probably.
Which...
We talked about that when he returned.
Because when they initially had their feud back in the Mists of Time... Well, it seems a long time ago now. It was nearly 20 years ago. When the whole theory was... Steph's going to go off with Kurt, and then it never happened, and it like just really fizzled out, and it was like, that's the obvious way to go, and then obviously you're not doing this for whatever reason, because as we know in wrestling, with marriages and people who are put together and then split up, wrestling doesn't fare well.
No.
Which is why, you know, Rusev, whoever put together Rusev and Lana, Rusev's like, thank you very much. would that be an interesting match? Triple H and Kurt Angle, you expect at WrestleMania, wouldn't you? So there's one of your big main events.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I personally don't understand the role of Steph and the whole commissioner.
But it's the same
idea.
On the other one, isn't it? It's just to get another McMahon.
If anything, Shane, because he's there every week, you kind of see the concept of it a bit. With Steph, it's been pointless.
Well, she's busy. She's got a proper job at WWE, whereas Shane just, I don't know, buys things
Shane's apparently very overrated on WWE 2K18, but...
what? On a WWE video game, the McMahons are overrated in terms of their abilities.
Unreal. I can't believe
it. Have you got it? Is it out yet?
I haven't got it, and it is out, yes.
I have, like, a ZX Spectrum. I can't play any of the new WWE games. I play the old ones. Did we have WrestleMania Challenge?
Do you have No Mercy?
No.
I've yet to play No Mercy, and yet it's got nothing but good hype.
I think the last one I got was, like, 2K14 or something. Can I play games? I don't have time. I'd like to. I'm busy.
Well, I've just blasted through Call of Duty World War Two.
Yeah,
and it's just I'm ready to sell it on. But anyway, this isn't the gaming podcast. This is the proper.
Do you want to send us a free copy of WWE 2K18 plus whatever you play it on these days?
Yeah.
Then please do so, people who make these things.
Yeah.
Or some free T-shirts. We need to bring up. We need to put the picture of today's podcast needs to be the Eva Marie.
Oh, right. Well, come. I'll mention that later. Right. So Steph's returned. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. I'm not a big fan of it. But I'm happy to see Nia Jax back, despite all the rumours about her leaving, and she decides to just quash Bayley. Bayley's in a real rut, isn't she?
Yeah. I don't know what they can do.
They can't get baby faces over.
No,
can
they can't. Really and. Unless she beats her, but she can't come in and beat everyone because that's what they need Asuka to do.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with Bayley.
Well, yeah.
Maybe she'll be the one who turns on Sasha. There still are three spots on the Team Raw.
Well, as it stands, I imagine they'll get filled tonight.
Well, yeah.
But yeah. Obviously,
I did enjoy Alicia Fox's hat.
It's good to see they're actually doing something with her rather than, you know, her being nothing.
Best Northern Lights suplex in the world.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. The Miz took on Matt Hardy. Miz retained.
Samoa Joe's come back.
I'm coming to that.
Oh, I thought you did it in chronological order. I'm so I can miss out all the bits that are rubbish.
I'm coming to it, Richard. Calm down. Oh. I've just clanged my glasses on the microphone. Apologies, listeners. Right. Samoa Jones is back. Samoa Jones.
Yeah.
Who's this coming in the Impact Zone? Samoa Joe, obviously, yeah. Is back. Good to see him back and looking as brutal as ever. Yeah. Hopefully they can push him again into the main event scene. Fingers crossed. Oscar beating local competitor, Stacey Cullen.
Jobber.
Brock and Jinder, obviously. Brock wasn't on telly, but the challenge is there. Yeah. And
Kane beat up Daniel Bryan. That was...
Yeah.
Although, well, obviously, he did.
Well, obviously, the lights went off for a reason. Daniel can't take a back bump now. and Braun Strowman returns.
Yeah, from his bin. Dusty bin himself, Braun Strowman.
I tell you what, even as cheesy as it was, I really enjoyed him coming out of that bin and looking as great as he did.
He's great.
And the Miz, like in the limo scenario, that was brilliant.
Alexa Bliss, WWE.
Yeah. Sorry?
Alexa Bliss and Mickey. Just a match.
Yeah, it's there.
What did you think of the Halloween nonsense pumpkin fight thing? I did enjoy when Gallows or Anderson, I can't remember which one, had the pumpkin on their head and thought they'd won.
This is their Southpaw characters, isn't it?
Yeah. And Rhino dressed as a woman. He's not like most girls.
The club deserve... Well, I said the club. Yeah. These lads deserve better.
There's a reason why Rhino's not like most girls, but... you can work that out for yourself. It was all right, wasn't it?
It's different. It's different, and I'll appreciate that. And then, obviously, Jason Jordan, who cares? And the Cruiserweight division, I'm sorry, don't care. So that's... Oh. That's I'm sorry, Richard.
I was going to wear my Lucha Dragons T-shirt on Wednesday as well, but I won't bother now.
Yeah. Oh, no, you can do. Lucha. I ain't got a WWE t-shirt that I could wear.
Do we get to see 205 Live people then, with it being a SmackDown show? Or
probably.
Are the Cruiserweights on Raw? I don't know.
I think the Cruiserweights are on Raw, but I don't know. Yeah. No. All right, let's move over to SmackDown side of things here on Prop Sport Does WWE. Shane McMahon's thrown himself into the Survivor Series match,
Soccer.
Much like he did last year.
Yeah.
So it's Kurt Angle versus Shane. Imagine if they did... they won't change the set, obviously.
Throwing through some glass like they did.
Yeah.
But that'll be next week's match of the week.
Shane obviously is in. That's quite cool, I guess. I want to really quickly talk about this. How good were the New Day's Halloween outfits?
They were very good.
Akeem the African Dream, Big E.
It was very, very interesting. The three people they chose to be. Brother Love. You just see a reference to Brother Love in 2017. Akeem's a brilliant character, isn't he? Because it's one of those you can't do nowadays. when the one man gang decided he was African. Former world tag team champions, of course, with the Big Boss. What's that? I can't remember what they're called now.
Well, Rusev, I think called the Twin Towers. Rusev came along and ruined the day with him and Aiden English.
No, who Rusev are Day is brilliant.
They're getting over, aren't they?
Yeah, Rusev Day is brilliant. It's Rusev Day.
Yeah. Well, every day is Rusev Day. Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler. We heard Bobby Roode on the last episode's Prop Sport Does WWE. If you want to go check out my interview with him, go over and check out the last episode, episode 12. Decent match, this. I really enjoyed it, actually. Two out of three falls, and Dolph loses again. Shock horror. Rude's in the Survivor Series tag team, and I don't know if you've seen it, but Ziggler's done like a, you know, one of the, or, you know, on YouTube, they do like a post-match interview. It's like Fallout something or something it's called, I think. I don't know what it's called. I think it's SmackDown Fallout, something like that, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, you know, that kid, 40-year-old man. He's a 40-year-old man, Dolph. He proved me wrong.
Yeah,
all,
but
you know, like,
yeah, but he's young.
And I keep losing.
Because he's
and
never
all
been
this.
In WWE before. No one knows, so it doesn't count.
So Dolph's like, I don't know what's next for me. So hopefully you go into NXT, Dolph, in my opinion. Maybe. I don't know. That's a bit harsh, actually. But I've said to you a few weeks ago, it's time Dolph stopped. Imagine if Dolph, for instance, 2 months ago, because he hasn't done anything worthwhile in those 2 months, stopped, went away, returned at the Royal Rumble, had a decent Rumble, set up a match with someone, and then that was his Mania sort of calendar. That would have been so much more interesting than what he's doing now. I feel sorry for Dolph, because when he was at his best, he had an injury with like a concussion or something, and the title didn't, and it flopped. And it's such a shame. And he's a great wrestler, but his character at the moment is so dull.
Well,
much like Baron Corbin.
You were talking about Dolph Ziggler there, and I was so excited about it that I spent time trying to work out whether Big Boss Man and Akeem had won the World Tag Team titles, and they hadn't. So yeah. I got that wrong.
Nah, fair enough.
Yeah, much like Baron Corbin, yeah. It's just Baron Corbin, isn't it?
Baron Corbin and Sin Cara. Sin Cara obviously getting a little bit of a mean streak about him. Stop doing the lucha, Richard. Right? and obviously, AJ
Styles. Who wants to see Baron Corbin versus The Miz? One of them has to lose their
answers
title before
Survivors. Yeah. I'm hoping Baron. Because The Miz, I don't mind holding the title. Yeah. AJ Styles, obviously, the whole thing with him and Jinder. So should AJ Styles, this is the thing, should AJ Styles be the WWE champion? In my opinion, yes. And
why
I don't
not?
Care how they do it. If it's on normal television, I don't care.
But again, you'd have more interest in watching Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles, because I know we've never seen that before. Yes, we've never seen Brock versus Jinder before, but there's a reason why we'd rather watch one than the other.
Yes.
So we shall find out, won't we? We shall find out on SmackDown Live.
And of course, Rusev's demanded a place on SmackDown. Big E took
Handsome
on Rusev.
Rusev.
Yes. I do love Rusev. Ruru. Yeah. He's on Total Divas, which I'll come on to in a bit. I will actually talk about that. And
would you like to be on Total Divas?
No. I wouldn't. But I'll come on to, like I say, I'll come on to that. Shinsuke versus Kevin Owens. Great match. And Kevin Owens has lost, along with Sami Zayn. So yes, both of them aren't in the tag, in the SmackDown team. So they're going to cost them, surely.
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
We'll find out, won't we?
Although the Survivor Series shaping up a little bit, looking quite good, and that's about it, really. Over on NXT, obviously, they're getting ready for War Games, which many people are very, very excited for.
Yes.
And, yeah, that's about it. Oh, and the Ric Flair 30 for 30 is out.
That's Can't tomorrow, wait. Isn't it? Yeah.
I cannot wait to hopefully try and watch that. It's and, gonna, I really, really want to see it.
What's the other excitement I was going to tell you? Oh, Nikki Bella's off Dancing with the Stars now. She got kicked off. Yeah.
How far out was she close to winning?
I've no idea.
All right, okay. Well, last thing I want to talk about, Total Divas. So I've given it a chance.
Yeah. I watched
Total Bellas
on the Twitter.
I watched Total Bellas and it was all right. Total Divas is quite interesting to see sort of the behind the scenes thing, and obviously Maryse has been kicking off with Nia Jax about respect.
Yeah, hang on, yeah.
Respect. Yeah, well, not right. Respect. Respect.
Well, when they say the backstage stuff, like any of it's real.
No, none of it's real. But it's interesting to see. So, for instance, John Laurinaitis in the background of a lot of shots. Mark Carano, the talent relations officer. Yeah. Things like that. It's quite interesting to see. So Alexa Bliss hasn't been on it that much, but she's my favourite.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more of Alexa. I'd like to see more of Carmella. She's yet to be featured prominently. And obviously, the first episode's aired, and it's all the build-up to the first ever Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Are they actually going to talk about, do you reckon, the internet fallout from James Ellsworth being the one to win it?
Probably not.
No. I hope they do, because I think I'd like to see if they actually went, well, we know the fan reaction was bad, so we're going to do a do-over on SmackDown Live.
Why are some of them on... Like Total Divas, like Naomi is Trinity because that's her name.
Mm-hmm.
And why are some of them like not their real names? Why is Nia Jax Nia? That's not her real name, is it?
I'm not sure.
So why do they do that?
I'm not sure, Richard, but I don't think it's going to keep me awake at night.
I just because Alexa Bliss will be Alexa, won't she? She won't be.
She was called Alexa in the first episode, yeah.
Yeah, Nia Jax is not called Nia. Hmm. So I've Googled it now.
Right. Okay. So that's pretty much it in terms of WWE. It's time for your match of the week.
She has got different hair now as well. I can't confirm that.
Richard Shaw, right. Match of the week.
We are going to 1995. We are going to In Your House 5. One of the great pay-per-views which has got lost in the mist of time. I don't think this was actually shown live in the UK. But... in the olden days, when there was no pay-per-view matches on Sky like the In Your Houses, you had to phone up hotlines to find out the results because the internet didn't exist then. And,
there was no CFAX?
No. Right. We didn't have wrestling on CFAX then. But everyone raved about this match, and it was the main event. It was a rematch from the 1992 SummerSlam. It was the World Heavyweight Championship. It was the British Bulldog, Dave Boy Smith, versus the world's heavyweight champion, Bret Hart. And it was probably better than the match at SummerSlam. And it's got blood in it, and it's violent, and it's really, really good. In Your House 5. It's also got Jim Cornette with a tennis racket with Santa on it. Oh. So it's going to show, apologies listeners, I'm going to show Tom now.
I haven't seen a tennis racket, were you on it?
Jim Cornette's tennis racket with a
Santa. Oh, there he is, yeah. Is that the British Bulldog?
It is. Why does he look different?
I know, he looks different in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it because he's not got his dreadlocks?
There we go, that's why, yeah. That is why.
Why, exactly.
I'll look forward to watching that.
No, it's a good
one. Is that the same one with Razor Ramon doing something like replacing someone?
There were lots of In Your Houses which were... There's In Your House where Shane Douglas gets given the Intercontinental title because Shawn Michaels is injured, and then Razor Ramon beats him in about a minute for it.
Mm.
Dean Douglas.
Right, well, there you go. Richard Shaw's rights, match of the week. Finally, I completely forgot about this.
Yeah.
Starcade isn't airing on the network.
No.
Why?
I don't know.
And what's going on with Starcade? It's not actually like a pay-per-view.
No, it's just a thing.
I don't understand.
I guess it's just a way of selling more tickets to a house show, but...
It's a real bit of a shame, that, because obviously the name of it... You can't be hoping it'd be...
Maybe it's a test for something. Maybe this is where Triple H's influence is growing and growing in the fact that War Games is on, which everyone's wanted for years. And that's why they invented Elimination Chamber in the first place, so they could have War Games without calling it War Games.
Yeah.
And have a big cage and times and stuff. Maybe his influence is growing. Who knows?
And obviously, I think we're going to get the first ever Women's Elimination Chamber soon.
Why not? And why not a Women's Royal Rumble? Like the Royal Rumble?
Because there's enough talent in terms of, for instance, the Mae Young Classic.
20 women Royal Rumble.
I think you'd have to go 30, minimum.
You have 20, be all right. And then the winner picks whoever they want to face at WrestleMania.
Maybe, yeah. I think that's good.
There's no reason not to do it. Because let's face it, Royal Rumble undercards are generally a bit meh.
Yeah.
So you can have two Royal Rumbles. One to start the show, the women's one.
Imagine a return of someone like, let's say, for instance, Gail Kim or...
Yeah.
Who else?
Someone else.
Someone else, yeah.
Or
it's
like
someone else.
A big debut of someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like from NXT, but I don't know who.
Nikki Cross.
Ember Moon.
Ember Moon would be great. We'll wait and see. But anyway, Richard, thank you very much.
It's okay.
Oh, and finally, you talked about this Eva Marie thing, right? Okay. So to clarify, right, Richard went to me last week, I've got you a present. I was like, oh, God, what? Cyanide or what? You know. And you've
taking over
me.
The podcast.
You've got me. A Funko Pop of Eva Marie.
Yeah, I don't know what these things are because I don't know anything about trends.
The collectibles.
Stuff. But this it can't be that collectible because it was 30% off in the clearance bin on Euroshop. It's like £2.80 £2.80 for a little plastic figure of Eva Marie, which probably is, well, I don't know. You can do your own jokes based on that. I'm not going to do them myself.
So if you want to check out, in fact, no, you can Google a Funko Pop of Eva Marie. But
it looks
anyway,
exactly like you'd expect a Funko Pop of Eva Marie to look like.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
She's all read everything, apparently.
Including her fingernails. They've even gone to that detail.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. All right, Richard, let's not get there. Right, well, anyway, listen, thank you very much for joining me, Richard Shaw, right?
That's okay.
And we'll be back next week discussing everything WWE. Subscribe to the podcast, listen to the podcast, check out our interviews with Bobby Roode, Becky Lynch, or Sami Zayn from the weeks before, and we'll see you again soon. Have a good day.